toss them back, everyone. That was great.
So much fun.
Delicious.
Oh, this sounds like that, too.
That's Jack Nishi. Hmm. 91.5 WMFO in Medford, hanging out with Jason Skulls, or just Skulls.
Whichever. I go by Jason Skulls mostly. So,
okay,
you know,
Jason Skulls.
You can use one or the other, or both. Skulls is better than Jason, you know, because it's band related.
Jason Skulls. That's just in my head.
Because I stick in your head. everyone has me in their head.
We have Lucretia, the beautiful Lucretia Daggers. From Lucretia's Daggers.
Mm-hmm.
We have one more. Anything else you wanted to talk about? Plug?
Besides Keith?
Yeah, I'll do a plug that's a little outside of myself, but it's very band related, and it'd be rude of me not to. So our singer Andre has begun putting on shows at our practice spot, and he calls it Terminus, and bands come through and get to play. When I say come through, I mean there's been bands from like all over just coming through, like Connecticut, Rhode Island, Pennsylvania.
Talking all genres?
Mostly I've been seeing like metal stuff, but yeah, the genres are open. And so people just from wherever, whenever. And he's doing that in concert with the Midnight Creative Collective, mm-hmm. with his partner Eleanor. And they've been doing the shows there. It's been going well for them. And we've played a few of them,
and it's going well for us.
Location?
Oh, yeah, think like the Magic Room.
Nice.
So it's a similar kind of thing to that. It's completely underground, you know, BYOB.
Tell them the location.
And the location is in Nashua, New Hampshire. I'm not going to give a specific.
Right. Well, when's the next date?
I know they have something over there going on this evening with the Negans. And I was told there's something about like a independent movie that they're also showing.
Okay.
There tonight. They do stuff pretty much like once a month, so you know, just something to keep an eye on the calendar and see what's coming up when it's coming up. And I know we'll be playing there again. I think towards late September or mid September or something. So
I want to join you sometime.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely hit them up and, you know, get a show going up there, you know, for
sure. Oh, that would be great if I could do that.
Yeah, you'll have a lot of fun and you'll get paid, so.
Right on. That sounds good to me.
Yeah.
All right.
God's Making Gods.
We'll do this. Anything you want to say about this track?
Sure. This song is an instrumental because I couldn't think of any lyrics.
And it's awesome, so it doesn't need any.
Yeah.
Oh, we got to start with 8, though, aren't we?
Yeah, you can start with the dogs baking dogs.
And
that goes into God's Making Gods, so yes.
Okay. I'll just call it all God's Making Gods.
Perfect.
Right. And we'll go right into a Lucretia's Daggers after, okay? Does that sound like a good way to do it?
That sounds like a great way to do it.
All right. Okay, 91.5 WMFO in Medford. Dead Harrison, Lucretia's Daggers coming up. Just enjoy, please.
Thank you.
I care. 91.5 WMFO. Thank you so much for coming in, guys. You're
no
wonderful.
Problem.
Yeah,
thank
thanks
you.
For having us, Brian.
You guys are wonderful.
So what was that song?
Thoughts and Prayers.
What?
By whom?
By
Lucretius Daggers.
Oh, my God. What? Sleeping on the job?
I would have said it eventually. Patience, my girl.
Somebody needed to say it.
Before that, it was God's Making Gods. Oh, so much going on in that one. Lucretia brought up Jesus Christ Superstar, which I love. And the music, anyway.
The Floyd. Yeah. Hmm? Pink Floyd.
Pink Floyd influences there, along with some very metal influences.
All right. We'll play some of all that coming up. And you guys are welcome to stay. You're welcome to leave. It's all up to you.
Should I stay or should I go now?
But thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Hope to see you September 15th.
And August 24th here in the studio with you again.
Of course. Yeah. Of course.
Catch Lucretia again.
Before September. So I'll remind you then.
Mm. Love you, Brian.
Thanks, guys. Love you.
MFO cares.
All right.
Yeah, thank you again,
thank
Brian.
Thank you.
This is awesome.
They may still be hanging out if you want to give us a call. 855-915-9636.
Good Caiaphas, the council waits for you. The Pharisees and priests are here for you.
Ah, gentlemen, you know why we are here. We've not much time and quite a problem here.
A trick or two with lepers, and the whole town's on his feet.
He is dangerous.
He is dangerous.
The man is in town right now to whip up some support.
Right outside our yard.
Quick, Caiaphas, go call the Roman guard.
No, wait. We need a more permanent solution to our problem.
What they can do about Jesus of Nazareth, miracle, wonder man, hero, fools.
No riots, no army, no fighting, no slogans.
One thing I'll say for him, Jesus is cool.
We dare not leave him to his own devices. His half-witted fans will get out of control.
But how can we stop him? His glamour increases by leaps every minute. He's top of the pole.
I see bad things arising. The crowd crowning king, which the Romans would ban. I see blood and destruction, our elimination because of one man. Blood and destruction because of one man.
Because
of one man. Our elimination because of one man.
Because
of one. Cause of one man.
What then to do about this Jesus mania?
How do we deal with the carpenter king?
Where do we start with a man who is bigger than John was when John did his baptism?
You have no perception. The stakes we are gambling are frighteningly high. We must crush him completely. So like John before him, this Jesus must die. For the sake of the nation, this Jesus must die.
Must die. This Jesus must die.
So like John before him, this Jesus must die.
Must die.
This Jesus must die.
Jesus must die.
Fool who wears the crown, no doubt.
WMFO Medford, a crash course for the Raven Show. And here's the time when I go to BostonGroupieNews.com. Tell you what's going on tonight, maybe a little further out. It's the Boston Groupie News Report. And I need my music bed, man. Tonight, it's the third, right? BV70, yep, Bob Voges is turning 70. Oh yeah, I forgot about this. I talked to him last week. He wants to celebrate with a rockin' show, so he's got Abby Barrett, Stars Like Ours, Sapling. They're all at the Warehouse 11 in Union Square, Somerville. Doors are at 7. Music 7:30. There's a Facebook event page. We love Bob, so be there. And there's a link for the Facebook event page right there. Also tonight, Hands of Spite, the Guillotinages, Hicks. They're at the Jungle Matinee Show, 4 to 7. Wonder is Mirsky still? Is he still Hicks? Richard Mirsky, great guy. Sorry, Richard, if you're doing it, I'm going home. I need some rest. Mario Fest 2024 with Blood Lightning, the Humanoids, and Black Helicopter. That's at Notch in Brighton. Also tonight, Cheap Cassettes, Chelsea Curve, and Shanghai Lows at the Square Root. That's a good one. Mayhem in Manchester with Worm. The 21st anniversary show with Street Trash, War Graves, Gagger. That's at the Sheikh Shakshin. Shakshin Pub. There's a Facebook page. Recycle Your Punk. Goth Wardrobe.
What?
At the Swamp, SWAMP meet in Salem. That's happening at the Notch Brewing, Salem, noon to 4 today. So I guess if you're nearby, swing over there. But before you go, if you want to recycle your cool stuff, check the Facebook event page for dates and locations for drop-off, which are before the actual event. So you can click on the event page and check all that out here. This was supposed to be tonight. Not anymore. Stigmatics, Mad Painter, Lucretius Daggers, and Dead Harrison will not be at the Word of the Natic. See them soon at a theater near you. I don't know why this isn't repeating. It's bugging me. There we go. Guida? I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right. Midnight Creeps, Hammer and the Nails, and Typhoid Mary. Great band. I love Eddie Emerson. That's at Alchemy, Providence, Rhode Island. This is an all-ages show. Devil's Twins, Anti-Queens, and Oh, the Humanity. That's at Deep Cuts in Medford. Next Friday. Oh, I'm jumping ahead here. And that the last one I said, All Ages Show, Providence, Rhode Island, Alchemy, that's tomorrow. Also next Friday, Barence Whitfield and Sal Baglio's Giant Rock and Roll Show at the Bull Run in Shirley. And there's a Facebook page. For all this and more, go to BostonGroupieNews.com.
Look up Deep Cuts.
What happened? What happened? Hang on.
It's a lot of places, aren't
you? Oh, here we are.
Do the hammer lock, turkey neck. Hey! Gator Bait. Well, my baby says she's found another. Oh no, oh no. She says really that I shouldn't bother anymore, anymore. She said.
I've had another drink and now I have to get back home. I never stop to think just why I have to be so alone. Another night, a beautiful disaster still alright. A little flabbergasted on my way towards a brand new day. Hey, we've had another fight and then you took your things and moved out. It never came to light what our connection was all about. I'm not a saint, my sins are many, but I love today. It ain't worth a penny, been so long, it seems almost a god. Why don't you write me a letter to make me feel a little bit better? Cause I ain't gonna carry the weight, and if you call me it will be too late. The feeling's gone and it just won't work for us. What once was love is now pieces of broken glass. Things aren't the same and they never will be. I'm screaming loud, can anybody hear me? But it's been so long, it seems I almost forgot.
WMFON Medford. This just in. Stigmatics will be at the Worthen Attic tonight. Along with them, Andy Excuse and his new band, Pleas and Terrors. Please check that out. Andy Excuse, Hammered Saint. All sounds great. I'm going to play a few more, but you won't hear from me until soon. Remember, see Stigmatics again at the Worthen Attic with the Thigh Scrapers and Vava Voodoos. That's Sunday afternoon of September 15th. It's going to be a great time. You all need to go. Until next time. 91.5 WMFO Medford. See ya!
It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications, Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Say.